You are now tuned in to the Limitless Talk.
Limitless Talk.
With best-selling author, serial entrepreneur, and international speaker, Sierra Range Jones. Where high-achieving women share success strategies, life lessons, and limitless tips. Welcome to the Limitless Talk.
Talk.
Hey, 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 welcome, welcome, guys, to today's episode of the Limitless Talk. This is episode 2 with special guest Arian Simone. Arian Simone is a fun, fly, and fabulous entrepreneur. She has been blessed throughout her career and continues to inspire others to be fearless and live their dreams. She is a proud native of Detroit, Michigan, to which she credits exposure to many African-American entrepreneurs. She pursued her college education at the Florida A&M University, shout out to FAMU Rattlers, while also owning and operating her mall-based retail store. Right out of college, Arian was laid off from her job and went from living in her apartment to out of her car. She was without a home of her own for almost a year until she sought out to do public relations and marketing independently. She was able to build a successful PR and marketing firm from the ground up. She established great relationships in the entertainment industry. She is also credited with doing publicity and promotions work on films such as Sparkle, Limitless, Act of Valor, Takers, Quantum of Solace, Hancock, This Christmas, and that's right, Stump the Yard, and many, many, many more. She is responsible for the event planning of Lil Wayne's 25th birthday bash, Pro Bowl wide receiver Braylon Edwards' quarter of the century celebration, Chris Brown's MTV Super 18, and countless others. She is also credited with servicing plenty of prominent recording artists in the music industry, and she is here with us today as our special guest. So welcome, 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 Miss Arian Simone. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you so much for joining me and for your flexibility. I'm super excited to, number one, just to connect with you. I've been following you for a while. I remember when I first decided to embark on this journey, you were one of the dominating voices out there. In terms of entrepreneurship and girl boss, you were just that vision of what was possible for, you know, other women who were following in your footsteps. And it was at a time where it wasn't a whole lot of people doing it. And so you truly stood out. And so for me, you've always been one of those figures who has truly definitely inspired me and has definitely just kind of blazed a fiery path for other ambitious women. So I'm super, super excited to connect with the Arian Simone. So Arian, I know there's so many things that I know about you. Like I said, I've been following you and I've been inspired for a while now, but who would you say Arian Simone is right now in this space in terms of where you are right now on your journey?
In terms of right now where I'm at on my journey, professionally, professionally, I'm a business investor. I am an entrepreneur. I'm a best-selling author as of recent. I'm a philanthropist and, as always, a PR and marketing specialist. Yes. So professionally, personally, I'm an optimistic woman that just enjoys every day. And I'm a lover of positive vibes and great energy. I am a Christian. Those are things personally, but yeah, professionally, those are the other things.
All amazing, amazing things. The one thing I would say I admire about you the most is your seamless ability to combine your purpose and still be very clear and strategic about generating profit. So it's like you understand both ends of the industry in terms of being the brand, but also managing the business. And I feel like for a lot of women coming up, they tend to master one or the other. I know starting out in my journey, I had focused so much on the brand, the aesthetics, the visuals, the photo shoots. And then when I began to generate more business, I fumbled a little bit in terms of not being prepared. I didn't have the right team in place. I didn't have the right systems in place. And so it's almost like I walked into a blessing I wasn't quite ready to manage. And I had to kind of learn very quickly, you know, how do I manage this? So what has been just kind of your experience with both? And then what are some of those lessons that you learned when you were learning to build both the brand and the business?
That's a very good question, because from my observation, I do see what you're referring to. Mm-hmm. I can definitely say the two go hand in hand. And for me, I really pretty much didn't have a choice. I know you know my story, but for your listeners who just may not know, mm-hmm. I was laid off at my very first job after college. And I went from, because the company was being sold, I went from living in an apartment to living out of my car. And so by, I guess you would say by force, when I built a PR marketing company from the ground up, I was always concerned on the revenue coming in, because mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't be in that situation basically ever again in life.
Yeah.
So I do have a business background. So that's one thing I can say. This whole personal brand for me didn't come into play until later. Mm-hmm. I was very much so a behind the scenes person. Yeah. And how I ran my business. So I came from a background of running a business behind the scenes and not building a personal brand. My personal brand was more so just organic evolution that just came about due to my own journey.
Yeah.
So I already had that foundation set there. Now, I do believe in the aesthetics and everything looking good. I am very one that believes in everything looking good, but I had a foundation. I have a master's and bachelor's in business. I have I've always been an entrepreneur. So I had more of a business background and working behind the scenes background before I became the face of so many other different things and the face of my brand and other things going on. So that's probably how I came with that balance that you were able to observe very early. Mm-hmm. I will say that to people to be mindful, because when you are working in your purpose, it is to be rewarding financially too.
Right.
So that, but there are definitely, I've made plenty of errors along the way as far as money is concerned, that I shouldn't say, of course, if I can go back and redo it, I would do better, mm-hmm. but they've made me who I am today. But I would definitely say that you need some type of discipline. Mm-hmm. Because it's not cute to have everything looking good. And then you're like, oh gosh, I now need cash for this, you know? Right. So you want to make sure that you have some personal discipline in the area of finances to make sure that, okay, this looks great, but we need to invest here. And find, honestly, if you know that you're spending $2,000 a month in creative, figure out how to spend $300 in it, but still have the same look. Like, I'm all about the look for less. Mm-hmm. I am all about the look for less. If you got to go to Fiverr.com to get something made, go to Fiverr.com and get something made for $5. Right. Just have the right look with it. So there's so many tools and resources that can afford you the aesthetic for the low that that doesn't always have to be your major investment. Your major investment could be getting people on your team in place that could really help you excel at your brand.
That's such great insight. That's such great insight. So what would you say would be those initial investments for a person who's transitioning from that space? And I'm ready to invest in growing or, you know, scaling my business. What are some of the key things I need right now? Do I go ahead and hire an accountant? Do I go ahead and hire a personal assistant? What have you found to be key?
Depending on the business, I'm a very big believer that you need to build businesses top down versus bottom up. And I know it just sounds a little weird, but somebody told me that and it was definitely a game changer for me. Mm-hmm. And they were a COO to a big company. And they said, Arian, so often with entrepreneurs, you all try to build your business based upon what you can afford at first. So you're basically hiring these $10 an hour employees. Mm-hmm. And truthfully, to build a proper foundation, you need upper level management and their level of expertise. So when you're talking about growing and scaling, you need people who have the knowledge, the wherewithal, and the experience in those areas. So often you could benefit from having an advisor or a executive level volunteer once a week with your business versus the $10 employee.
I like
and that. There's nothing wrong with the $10 employee, but they don't have the experience to help you grow the brand of where you're trying to take it at that moment. They're just more so there for maintenance.
Oh, wow. That's
so
looking at it. You need someone who has the foresight, who can
see
further than you can in areas that you may not be strong in. Because if you have the proper people advising you on what your next steps are, you can then go and outsource and hire through, you know, the Fivers and the $10 and up employees. But I love what you're saying, that the first investment needs to be someone who can cast a bigger vision of execution for you.
And don't view it as money. View it as resource. You may not be able to give them the C-suite level salary, but they may be willing to work with you via, it can be a 1099 contract, or it can just be in an advisory capacity until the business grows to where, oh, this is somebody we can now employ at a C-suite level. So you want to make sure that you definitely, so now when I start something, the advisory board is like one of the first things I'm looking for. So I'm like, okay, let's get the advisory board together. Let's get the proper resources in place. Okay, let's figure out, okay, from there, we do that and then figure out who's running day to day. So that's pretty much like how we start our foundations now. So that's something I can definitely give that I think that would be a great resource, because then you're not in like this maintenance rut. You're like growing and maintaining, growing and maintaining.
That's so good. Because it's one thing to, you know, achieve success or to even hit your revenue goals, but then being able to maintain that flow and that, you know, that stability. So I think that's really, really, really great advice. So tell me, what would you say your definition of limitless is? If you had to kind of just apply that through your own personal perspective, what does it look like for Arian Simone to live limitless?
Limitless is abundance.
I love it.
Yeah, it's no lack. It's abundance. There's enough resources out there. There's enough everything out there for everybody. And honestly, it's true, though. It's true. A limitless environment and limitless world and earth and universe, we operate in it. We live in it. It's just our choice. And abundance is here.
I love it. I love it. How do you maximize on the abundance around you? You talk a lot about resources. And I know just from what I do know about you, I think that you're really, really great at leveraging and cultivating and nurturing relationships. How does that play out?
That has been like the question. I keep getting that. I have done interviews all week. And even, is it all this week? Yeah, and last week. And I feel like that's the question that everybody keeps asking me. And I'm like, are you all for real?
Yes.
One, I can definitely say I have a natural gift of connecting. So that's one thing I can't take full credit. I do. It's a gift. I have a natural gift of connecting with people. I have a clear understanding that relationships, personal and professionally, are reciprocal. They are win-win. If I win and you lose, you're not doing business with me again. And if I lose and you win, I'm not doing business with you again. Relationships are win-win. And it's the same even personally. There's nobody wants a relationship where they give everything and don't receive anything in return.
Yes.
So when you can establish relationships that are based on reciprocity, they're going to always last, because that person is always receiving something from you. And you're always giving something, like I said, you're giving something to them, they're giving something to you. You're in a flow, you're in a rhythm. And I definitely believe in that. And it doesn't have to always be so professional or so corporate or so structured, to where I can tell you, like a lot of our brand partners, what their children's names are, or what when their birthday is, or things going in their life on in their life outside of, you know, the business that we may have going on. So that's another tip I can definitely say too. And it's the small things. It's you remembering to send a Christmas card. You remember to sending a birthday card. Oh my gosh, your child is going off to college. Let me send them this book.
Oh,
you know,
that's good.
It's in the small things. It's in the small things. And I'm a gift giver naturally. And it's definitely a, I guess you say a love language in which I express love. So I will say basically that at the end of the day, the relationships are just need to be win-win. Because
Yeah.
then everybody's going to enjoy the pot. Like everybody, it's a potluck. Everybody's going to enjoy the meals.
That's good. And then when you say it like that, it makes you want to be a little bit more intentional about who you then connect with. So you want to be connected with people who do have something to offer. And sometimes I feel like that can come across as like selfish or, you know, when you kind of put yourself first and say, you know, this relationship is not working for me or this relationship is, to kind of say, if I'm not, to be okay with saying if something is not working for you. I love how you say relationships should be win-win. There should be something in it for me as well.
Oh yeah, most
Yeah.
definitely, because you're given something.
Right. And I think that kind of helps out in a business level because you're a little bit more clear about who you connect with and a
Oh,
world
I
of
am very intentional, and I just got even more intentional.
Yeah.
No, and reason why I was doing the same thing came up. This same question came up, and it was actually at my event, and it was Claire Summers, and she turned around and asked me a question. I'm like, we're on the panel together. What is going on right now? I'm like, I'm asking you questions. And she was like, Erin is very good about relationships. She's very intentional. She's a great gift giver. And she said, so she started basically making a list about like a top 30 people, and it pops up on her agenda every day of that she needs to make sure that she's reaching out to and fostering a relationship with. And I said, oh my gosh, I need to get back to that. I said, I remember when I did that. When I say I did that in the very beginning years, because I didn't have a choice. I wasn't going back to the situation I had prior. So I had to use all of my time wisely. I had no time to spare. And I was that intentional. And I went and found an old document and I showed it to Siobhan, my assistant. I said, when I first started the PR marketing business, I said, this is exactly how the whole staff operated. And it had from our clients' birthdays on there. It had, of course, our staff, my family. I'm very big on, you know, my faith, my family, then my business. So it had everything on there holistically. And I said, I remember how intentional I was. I said, I'm getting back to that place. And the reason why I have, well, I wouldn't say getting back, I'm back to that place because I saw myself these past few days and how I've been operating. Because I haven't had the, I don't have any room right now to not operate in that manner. We are in the middle of raising for our VC fund. So my time is very intentional. Who I'm speaking to is very intentional. And my meetings, everything. It's lining up great, but it's because I've put my focus and my energy in that area, and what you focus on expands.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're absolutely right. I find myself in a similar space with so many different things going on, the conference, the anthologies, and preparing, you know, scaling my publishing companies. Like so many different things are pulling for me. And then, of course, my three girls, my three daughters, and then my husband. And then here comes life. You know, I lost my cousin and my uncle, I mean, my cousin and my grandfather in the same week. And it was just
That
like,
is tough.
it's tough, and it's just like, God, I'm trying to maintain. And I know for me, what I've discovered is that purpose is the only emotion greater than pain. And so when I'm in these spaces and I'm just feeling when my heart is heavy, I try to find a way to channel that pain into a bigger purpose by saying, you know what? Losing two people that are very close to me back to back in this season right now, it just gives me more perspective in terms of how fragile life is. And knowing that I too have an expiration date, I don't know when it is, but I too have a time where I won't be getting out of life alive. And so, what with that mindset, it just kind of makes you be a little bit more protective and disciplined. And like you said, intentional about where your time and your energy and your focus goes, because those are the things that tend to grow in our lives. And I noticed, like in this, these last couple of weeks, I haven't been online as much. So, I haven't been
Oh, I
on.
haven't been online at all.
It's so critical. Like, I haven't been online. I've been offline. I've been living. I've been laughing,
Oh no,
enjoying
it's so bad
family.
to where I told Siobhan this morning, I said, I'm concerned. And she said, why? I said, because I don't know. I said, I know when I'm supposed to go back and get on social media because they knew I was taking a break. I said, but I haven't done this in 10 years where I haven't been on social because I got on Facebook and Twitter in 2009.
It's
I
been
said, and I am having such a blast. I said, I haven't desired. No, I haven't desired it or got tempted. I haven't. I haven't desired it. I haven't got tempted. I said, I don't know what this will be like. And this is just, this is my personal, me. I had this discussion this morning with her. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't know what it will be like with me coming back. I'm completely honest about that because it's been 10 years since I have experienced my life in this way.
Yes.
And I'm enjoying it way more than being on that. So I said, I've got to figure out what does this look like later. I said, because I'm not going to rob myself of my joy. I know me.
I'm telling you. Wow. Wow. Imagine that. Imagine spending so much time. I know for me, spending so much time just building this brand and, you know, being a little bit more, I would say just visual with the impact I wanted to make and just kind of just on this whole journey to realize that when I disconnect, I'm at my happiest. I feel more sure of myself. I feel more at peace. You know, I'm laughing more. I'm spending time with the people who mean everything to me. Like if I lose my business today, I think I'll be able to function as long as I have, you know, my family. You know what I mean? So it's helping me understand what's more important. And just like you said, just kind of disconnecting and then feeling refreshed and recharged. It's like, I don't know if I even want to get back in the rat race, but I know that in the position that I'm in, and you as well, there is a level of show up, I think, that's required.
Yeah, but I got a social media manager, honey. That's why I said I have to consider if I really am.
Yeah.
I'm so serious. You think I'm playing? I'm so serious. Like, I was meeting... Like me and Jacinia were going over, I was letting her know that. Yes, I let Siobhan know today, but I let Jacinia know that yesterday. And I said, you know what? When I come back, I said, we need to discuss basically what this looks like. Because honestly, I don't feel like digesting any energy that I don't want to digest.
That's critical. That's so good.
Ooh, it is the truth.
Yes.
That's why I knew to get off of it, because it has shifted my mood one day. And I said, oh, no, I don't do that.
Mm-hmm. It's just too much. It's too much. It's too noisy. I know for me, I just kind of got into a space where I felt like the wrong people were trying to attach themselves to me for the wrong reason. And I realized that not everybody in this space is in it for the same reasons. And that's okay. I'm the type of person, I like to know up front what you want. Like,
oh, I am. I'm very clear too. But okay. That kind of stuff doesn't bother me because I am very direct. No, it doesn't. I'll tell them very clearly. But that kind of stuff doesn't bother me. I do like to know what people's intentions are all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm very upfront and direct myself as well too.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't it. I'm saying I really noticed one day I felt my energy just literally shift.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I said, oh, I'm checking out.
Yeah.
I'm checking out. I was like, I'm checking out.
Now that's true discipline and self-preservation. Just to say, you know what, this is not where I'm at, and be okay with walking away from this for now.
Yeah, and I just have so much at stake. Like, there's a lot going on right now. Very, very great things. And I mean, huge things, to where I'm like, no, my energy is staying high. I'm vibrating high. I'm loving this frequency. I'm going higher, and I'm I'm not interrupting it. So.
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. So maybe I shouldn't be so concerned with getting back.
Or just find somebody to go back for you.
I need a stand-in.
I'm serious. Find somebody to go back for you.
I don't even want to write captions and write posts or anything. Because I feel like even that takes energy to sit and think about.
Yeah, find somebody. I'm serious. Who knows your voice, girl? Find somebody who knows your voice. Now, I will say this because I know people be listening. They're gonna be like, "Oh my gosh, if I go on there, am I talking to her? Am I talking to somebody else now?" When it comes to my comments, I have personally taken the time out to talk to every single person as many times as I could. Because, like I said, I'm just a people person. I enjoy connecting with people.
Right.
So this is what I think my plan is gonna be. I think my plan, and I don't know, because I'm saying the longer I stay off, this thing can alter. But I think the plan is going to be to just limit myself to when I upload, comment back and talk to all of the people that comment on my post, and then just check off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not interested in watching the feed anymore.
Oh, that's good. You know what? I think that's the biggest indicator that you gain clarity in your own vision and your own authority. It's just like, I don't even have the time to pay attention to what is going on around me. I'm in my season where I need to be building right now. I need to be clear and use my time and my focus on what I'm building right now. That's good.
I know we drifted a little bit.
We did, but that was good. That was good. So tell me a little bit about your new book, Fearless Faith and Hustle. I was reading on your IG the other day when you were kind of sharing about how you got into Barnes and Nobles. And I think that was a true indicator of the influence that you have, that, you know, Barnes and Nobles, they came looking for you. And I thought that was just so amazing.
Oh, thank you. Because like I say, I totally, of course, that was a dream and it was definitely a blessing. So the book released January 4th on my birthday, 2019. And we just pretty much did everything ourselves. So it was a very much so a grassroots approach. We ended up number one in religious and faith, number four, women in business, number five in entrepreneurship. We could release. And I held that number one spot for about a month.
Wow.
And yeah, so I became a bestseller. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. So how Barnes & Noble came about, they saw the traction that was pretty much happening online. They reached out to me through my website. I thought it was spam. I was like, what is this? And they basically wanted to know what we were doing to basically generate this kind of demand. They saw all the online sales. They said people are walking in our stores. And right now we'll print on demand. We'll print them out for the people. They said, well, we need to place an order basically because the demand has just gotten that large. Wow. And they ended up placing us in 522 of their 630 stores. Thank you. So that turns me a huge blessing. I'm just very grateful to God because I knew I was supposed to do the book. I had somebody to do the book, but I had no clue it would be that he had all this in store. So I just pretty much walked it out. We started off with a book tour. Now, our book tour, which is so interesting, everybody's been like, well, how do I do this? How do this? I'm like, really? We started the book tour in Atlanta on our own. Mm-hmm. This was not like a booking. And from there, it just generated so much attention. I tell people there's power in momentum. Yes. If you can start your own momentum, people will start to gravitate to what's going on. Yes. So I did. I knew I was going to be home in Detroit, in my hometown. I shouldn't say home. I live in Atlanta, my hometown of Detroit. And I said, you know what? My friends and family will be there. Let me do something during the holidays. From there, it went on to Atlanta. And then the next day we were in Dallas actually for a booking. But as we just started to announce what was going on, people just started to gravitate to it. And that's pretty much how things just kind of snowballed into effect. But what was the question? I had to make sure I'm answering the question.
No, you are. Listen, you are. You are such a wealth of knowledge. I'm enjoying just listening. Like you said.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. There's power and momentum. That's so good. Because I often find that when I take action, even in adverse situations, I see acceleration. Just by taking that one step, like you never know how one action is going to just kind of activate something else. So I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. So tell us about your book. What would you say was that core message that you wanted your readers to walk away from with when you were writing your book?
Oh, the book is all about being centered. Mm-hmm. And with entrepreneurship being at like this craze, like I was an entrepreneur before this thing was trendy or sexy, okay? And with it being the craze that it is now, I wanted women to have the proper tools to be centered to enter into this space properly, mm-hmm. because if not, it will take you out. So I wanted people to have a morning routine. And everybody always would ask me, what is your morning routine? What is your morning routine? So I put my morning routine in the book. And my morning routine is from prayers to scriptures to reading inspirational stories to great words of wisdom and to the declarations that are in there. I wanted people to have those kind of tools. So that's the core of the book, is pretty much on being centered for your day to take on everything that you have to take on for the day.
I love it. I've been watching you on your tour. And just to see the impact you're making, the comments that women are sharing about their experience, It's truly, truly inspiring. So you are making a huge impact. Like your reach is definitely felt. It's like I said, I'm super excited to have you and for you to even come and join us here in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be there. I can't wait.
Oh yes, I'm super excited. This is our third annual Dare to Dream Empowerment Experience. So I'm super excited that our guests are going to be able to get a chance to meet you by signed copies of your book and to hear a little bit more about your fearless faith and hustle. Ooh, just the title alone makes you want to just kind of grab that off the shelf, like faith and hustle.
Oh, thank
Yeah,
you.
seriously, like what does that look like faith and work? Like you have to not only believe that your vision and your dream is possible, but also be willing to put in the work required to actualize it in your life.
And to be willing to allow God to perform miracles. And what I mean by that is so often you want to do it all in your power, but if everything is all in your power, then what's the point of believing? What are you believing in God for then? So that's why there's the plus hustle, because there's a combination to it. We all know that faith without works is dead. And we know that, of course, faith plus works is alive. But there's a balance in that, and that's a healthy balance in order to make sure that you're giving room for God to perform miracles while you're also still doing your part.
I love that. How do you know when it's time to get out of the way and let God work? Like, how do you know when, okay, you know what? I have to open this up for God to work a miracle in my life. Like, are there
Oh,
any
you know, because you're going to keep hitting your head against the wall. You're like, okay, we've tried everything in human form. So let me, I need the supernatural to come on in and do something different. This is going left.
Yeah, that's it. That's the biggest red flag. This requires God's touch.
Oh,
God done
yeah.
everything I could do. I love that. So have there been any lessons that you've learned recently that have helped you level up in life or in business?
Any lessons I have learned recently? There is one in the book that I am. There's plenty in the book, I should say. I shouldn't say there's one in the book. I will just go with this. And this is, I think, day four. I have to speak from the book so often. I want to say it's day four. Let me grab a book real
Yeah,
quick to
grab
make sure. I'm like,
it.
let me grab to make sure I got this right, but I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm right. Day four.
Okay.
Act as if it is already done. And I always tell the funny story about sneaking into the BET Awards and how to apply this principle. But this, it is so real in my life right now, just acting as if it is already done.
Wow. I want to hear the story about sneaking into the BET
No, let me save that for the stage.
Award.
You probably heard that story while you're saying, I want to hear the story. If you follow me, you know you've heard that story, but I want to
Yes.
save that for the stage.
Yes. So, guys, be sure to grab your tickets for this year's Dare to Dream Conference. You guys can purchase tickets at eventbrite.com or at sierrarange.com. We would love to have your face in the place. This event is for go-getters, faith and purpose-driven entrepreneurs, women influencers, visionaries, creatives, dreamers, and influencers who want to connect to learn tips, tools, and strategies both in life and business to help you reach your next level. And so we have leaders like Arian Simone, who's going to be joining us to share as our keynote speaker. And she's also going to be, again, signing copies of her best-selling book that you guys can find right now in Barnes and Nobles on the spot. So we are super excited. This conference, and Arian, I'm sure you can attest to this. Planning a conference, it takes
Oh, Lord.
it takes so much out of you. It's like a true test because it's like you are literally. You have this huge vision of what you want everything to look like. You're excited about the vision, and then all the different moving parts have to come together, and they don't
I
always
you
go
just made me
as
tired ex saying that. I need to shift my
planned.
energy.
Wow, I'm sorry.
No, I'm fine. It's not you. I do know what that's like.
Yeah.
I just started to relive it in my head.
Trust me, I understand. I understand. I understand. And so,
but you've given yourself plenty of time.
Yes.
And I think that that is good.
Yes.
And yeah, just give yourself plenty of time. Don't rush anything. Plan out the resources. Just plan out everything.
Yeah.
And it will all fall in place. I'm operating from, you took me back to me thinking of the, just, oh Lord, even the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely so excited about what we're doing next, because we've yet to announce it though, but it's definitely large, but we're giving ourselves the time and grace and space to just enjoy the process.
Absolutely. Cause that's so important. That is so important. And you know, even, you know, just so funny you say that, when I was working on my conference, it was terrible. The last one, it was just on the forefront, it looked good, but on the back end, I knew that me and my team could have done better on a few things. And so this year, I'm super excited about being able to work through that and see the growth of the entire team. And so, you know, those take a lot out of you. However, what I realized and what I had to give myself grace to just kind of hold on to is that even though I felt like things didn't always go according to plan on the back end, and there were some things that were definitely a challenge, hearing people speak about the impact that it made, and I realized, you know what, this wasn't about me. This wasn't about, you know, what I had in mind. You know, God had a bigger vision, because there have been so many people who have, you know, there were seeds planted. And so people go on and they grow, and you don't often realize, like, something you said, or just by showing up and being bold enough to do a larger than life event, to pursue a God-sized goal, how someone watching that, how that's, you know, allowing them to grow and gain more courage and more boldness, you know, to take action in the direction of their dream. So all in all, you are killing it. Like,
oh, thank you.
Seriously. And to see you killing it, it opens the door for people like me who are looking up to you and say, you know what, it's possible. It's possible. So,
oh, it's very possible.
Yes. So much to learn. So again, guys, we are super excited. November 2nd. Erin, do you have anything else coming up? I know that you have your Fearless app that you guys are working on. I cannot wait to just dive in and, you know, have those daily doses of inspiration and resource and devotion.
Yes, the app releases July. There's so much, but yeah, the main points of the app releases in July. The retreat is in July. That's in the Hamptons. And I'm booked so much right now to where that's actually a lot of what's going on. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those two things. And then next, there's something major coming up after that we've yet to announce.
Can't wait to hear it. I know it's going to be excellent. And then you're also speaking at Woman Evolve.
I am. That's what my speaking schedule is bonkers. So yay. I speak at Girl Boss, and they got about 2,000 people coming.
Wow.
There. I'm speaking at Woman Evolve. They got about 2,500 people coming. I'm speaking. I'm doing book signings at Essence. So it's a lot. My schedule,
yes,
upcoming, it's a lot.
Yes. Many big blessings. Many, many big
blessings. Amen.
Super excited to see you just operate in excellence like you always do. And it's a pleasure to watch you grow. I'm super grateful that you took time out to join us today on the Limitless Talk with your schedule and with life and even on your social media retreat. I'm truly grateful that you took time to just come out and share some nuggets with us. So I'm going to let you go. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with our audience before we let you go?
Well, no, the last thing, because I think the act is, if it's already done, is where I would want to end things, but download the app, come join us. I'm not sure when this airs, but download the app, come join us. And you can find me at Arian Simone on, I guess you'll say, on social.
Yes, but she is everywhere. Well, thank you so much, Arian. We are eager to continue to watch you just shine on your fearless journey. You are a leader who's definitely appreciated and valued. So thank you so much. Have a limitless day. God bless.
Amen. Thank you.
Goodbye.